There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Another couple hours of live local talk. And, of course, you're a big part of the show. You can text. You can call. I like those. I also like you giving us a talkback message on the app, which is one of the many, many features on the digital multi-tool that is the FM Talk 106.5 app. If you already have downloaded it, and if you go to the App Store for iPhone users, or if you're a cranky old Luddite like me and you use a Samsung, you use an Android phone, well, you can go to the Google Play Store, download our app, and just search for FM TALK 1065. See our logo, that's it, download the app, and on the front page of it, when you have it, where you're listening to the stream of the station, you'll see a microphone icon. You can press that, leave us a message, emails it right here at the station, we can play it back too. So 343-0106 for call or text, and also remember, leave us a message with the brand new FM Talk 106.5 app. All right, so a friend of mine is in studio here today. He will be the most interesting man on the air this hour, and I'm going to start off with this question. So Danny Lifford, I've got a building I need some work on. It is not the one you're thinking of. It's not local. Do you do any work in Montgomery?
No, we don't. No, we don't. We just hang around Mobile, Baldwin County.
Couldn't open a satellite office up there?
No. We thought about different things like that, but
there's a building up there that's kind of busy right now.
Oh, okay.
But it is, it's outdated. It's old. It's got mold in it.
Uh-oh.
Other than that, it's got a full infection of politicians in it as well.
I knew where you were headed with that one.
Sessions in Montgomery now. But yeah, that... have you ever been inside the building up there?
I've been there one time. It's probably about 10 or 15 years ago.
It's gotten worse.
Needed a little help at that point.
A little help. Is that something? So maybe there it is. There's the project y'all have not done. Y'all have done everything in the home improvement world out there. Have you redone a state house?
No, anywhere? We haven't. And I can't imagine the bureaucracy that would be behind that one.
He's going to curse me. How are you, man?
Yeah, man, everything's going great. I appreciate you having me on today.
No, it's always great to have you on. It's great, of course, to listen to you here on the weekends. And you do another thing beyond the radio show. You do a little television show there. You do
Sean.
A TV it's, show? It's, is this thing getting popular?
It's starting to get a little popular here in our 24th season. You know, there's 210 television markets in the United States, and we're currently in 208. That's 92% of the country.
It's insane.
Really, really proud of that after all these years of work.
That is the biggest footprint of Mobile around the country. You have the biggest projection of Mobile.
And we're glad to talk about Mobile, and actually we're going to feature this year 18 different episodes that'll feature projects here in Mobile and Baldwin County. So we're putting the word out, and we get a lot of calls from people and a lot of emails from people wanting to know more about our city, and we're going to amp it up a little bit this year.
Great.
And talk about it even more.
It's and I send emails in for to be a location. I get declined every time with a big red stamp declined. But talk about that as you're doing the TV show. I mean, you've got one part of your company and your companies here. You're doing home improvement. You're in homes doing this work every day.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're finding locations for places that y'all aren't already working.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, it almost like you shoot yourself in the foot. Like, you can't take the locations you're doing a job on because y'all are already doing the job.
Right, right. Well, the thing is over the years, the show has gotten smaller and smaller in scope of projects. And we found that homeowners across the country absolutely love that when we have homeowners involved in doing essentially weekend projects.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where a lot of people may hesitate to contact us and go to our website at todayshomeowner.com/locations to fill out the form because they think it has to be a large project, which just contrary to that, it really needs to be a smaller one. We love the kitchen facelift, bathroom facelift, outdoor living space, or something unique you might be doing in your home, or some maintenance issues that you may have. That's what millions and millions of homeowners across the country have, and that's what makes a really good television show.
Yeah, it's what makes the show relatable, all the videos on the website so relatable. I mean, I'm going to try to add in a Coliseum in the backyard. I know that doesn't work as well, but you know, one of the things I know that's popping for y'all probably always, but I know there's been a recent surge on one of your videos on drywall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Doing drywall. So we've just gotten through with that in our house, replacing. So the old light fixtures that were in the house,
we
buy the new light fixtures and say, okay, we just put them in and wire them up. Yeah, the base of those light fixtures and the new ones don't get along. So we had to drywall to, because it was a bigger footprint on the old one.
Sure.
So a little drywall project can be big work if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, well, it can. And it seems like such an antiquated process that nowadays everything being so new and easy to use, and you're still having to put the tape on, put three coats on. You got a lot of the aggravating sanding that goes along. So that's unfortunate, but we do have a lot of ways on our website to show you how to do it a little bit easier, and some things called hot patches, which is a really
hot patch.
That's a really cool way of taking a piece of drywall a little bit larger than the hole that you might be patching,
okay,
and then carving away at some of the gypsum so that it leaves the paper extending around it, and you're able to actually use that. Makes it much easier, much faster, and it really blends in very well. So those are just one of many, many tricks that we have like that. But you know, recently we had a big surge on social media about common drywall defects, because a lot of times you'll have a little crack here, crack there. It goes
away.
Is this
like when the door gets open too far too, and it'll punch the...
Damage like that, but also you'll have some settling at the top of a window or a door.
Yeah.
You wonder, okay, what can I do about that? And then the inevitable nail pops, where you have a drywall contractor that's using nails instead of screws. Not a good idea. You've got to screw that drywall in so that it's not going to move with the expansion and contraction of your home. So,
but if they didn't do it that way.
That's what a nail pop's all about. And then you'll be there and you'll look around. You'll see just a little depression. You'll see a nail protruding through here and there. Not a hard one to fix. The biggest problem is having to find the paint that you used previously to touch up that drywall repair. That can usually be the biggest challenge.
What's it like in your house or maybe the new house? You have all the paint, like, because we have this collection of paint, even if it's dried up, it's got the color on the top.
That's
that
right.
We use anywhere. You keep all that?
I labeled everything. I did a really good job on
labeled.
That.
Yes.
And have it done. And believe me, you know, you use it. You end up banging something here and there, and it's pretty cool when you can walk out and actually feel organized. And
I don't
be able
know what
to
that's
go
like.
Out. It's a pretty cool feeling. Yeah.
Okay. We're back to this hot patch for a second
here,
because, you know, drywall and something I've done over my lifetime of owning homes. I've always said I can do the work, but I can't do the art.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I can do the labor of putting the stuff in, but making it blend and not look like a 7-year-old did it.
Well, that's a real art. It can be done, but you know, you have a knockdown finish on drywall, what's called knockdown. You also have the orange peel texture, which is probably the most common. And they have cans of material that you can use to spray on the texture. Generally, you end up putting way too much on. So when you're in a situation like that, if you take a piece of cardboard, spray a little bit of it on it, just test it, hold it up well. Most important thing, have plenty of good light over whatever you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can blend it in fairly well. You just have to really look at it carefully, and then you're ready to come back with a couple coats of paint that'll help it out even more.
You've got this question came up because one of my coworkers here, one of the on-air coworkers, I won't mention his name, Jeff Poor, had a deal with he just got bought a new house a couple months ago in Fairhope, and he's dealing with popcorn ceilings.
Oh,
he
yeah.
said, what do you do for that? And I said, what I do is go look at what Danny has on the website. But I mean, what the popcorns, first of all, I got a question. This is great having you back on.
Thank you.
Why the heck did they ever do popcorn ceiling? Why?
Well, I think, I've been asked that question a lot. And I think what I found out that it was a way to help the acoustics in the home was one benefit, because it's basically made out of vermiculite. Vermiculite's a great acoustic, has great acoustic properties. But I think more than anything, it was cheaper than creating a smooth ceiling, because that way you don't have to put that last coat of drywall mud on. So you're saving that step. And then when you spray it on the ceilings, you're done. You're not having to paint it. With a smooth ceiling, you have the extra coat and you have two coats of paint, and it's just cost a lot more. So that the bottom line, it was less expensive to do that than to go with the smooth ceiling.
So somebody's sitting there looking at popcorn ceiling now and doesn't, you know, they want popcorn in a bucket but not on their ceiling. What do they do?
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, we have a lot of videos online. Matter of fact, we're doing a project in a couple weeks here in Mobile about removing another one. So, but you have to be careful. Anything that's before, like 1978, could have a little asbestos in it.
Okay.
It still can be removed.
78 is it?
Yeah, okay. 1978. So you still can remove it. You have to be a little careful. But we have a formula on our website that you can mix up and put some hot water in a pump-up sprayer, spray it on the ceiling, and you would be amazed at how quick that'll come off. It'll still be the biggest mess you've made in that particular room, but it'll come off. You let it dry, paint it, and you're good to go.
I like that. Jeff, you listening? Hopefully, yes. He get after that. Last time you were in, too, I think last time you were in studio, you and I actually got in a big, long discussion of lumber.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we can come back to that, because I love some of the things you pointed out of how you have to build differently now because of the strength of lumber or lack thereof.
Sure.
But building materials overall, lumber being a key component, I mean, how many text messages I send you about, like, look at this piece of plywood. Look how much this is. Look at
crazy.
Is it gotten better for y'all?
It was headed down in a really good direction and almost reached levels of a year ago. And then it just completely went right back up, and right now it's as bad as it's ever been. It absolutely.
So what changed?
They still blame it on the supply and demand. They still blame it on underestimating the amount of remodeling activity that would take place during the pandemic or the height of the pandemic. And so there's lots of excuses like that. But to me, you've had enough time to correct this.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years now.
Right, and we know, you and I know, that there's a lot of trees out there.
That's correct.
And they're not paying any more for those trees now than they paid back a few years ago, and so just something's just out of whack, and as it is in many things that are happening in our country, but I know it'll correct itself. I hope it corrects itself very soon, because it's hurting. It's hurting a lot of people that just have projects on hold right now, waiting for a little better news.
I think last time you were in, you were talking about that people had poured slabs.
Right,
but hadn't built
slabs, and we're waiting and waiting it out. Now, some of those had to move forward, you know, when the banks will push, you know, certain limitations on that. But right now, or as of last week, the average home cost $18,000 more today than it did 12 months ago. Come on.
Whoa.
Yeah. Think
about
it.
There's your inflationary pressure.
Yeah, think about it. So it's really and the National Home Builders Association, great lobbying group, many, many thousands and thousands of good, smart builders are working hard to correct it and, you know, working with the government to try to figure out pulling some of these tariffs off of Canada products and so forth. So hopefully they'll come up with something pretty soon, but it's past due.
You know, we talk about lumber, but it's all kind of building supplies. And I've had people call me about PVC and all kind of stuff that they can't get or is so expensive. So one perspective is your construction company, okay, and what you all have to deal with.
Sure.
But then, obviously, you know, we're talking about your media presence, and you're talking to all of us homeowners out there. What are you telling folks if they can't find stuff or, it's like, any directions?
Well, you have to be resourceful. Certainly, don't forget about Restore, Habitat Restore. If you hadn't been in one of those stores lately, you might want to kind of drift through there. They have a ton of stuff. It's not just old, beat-up materials. It's a lot of other materials that you may find exactly what you want for your project.
Okay.
Also, just being diligent and searching outside the mobile Baldwin County area. If they don't have it in stock here, they may have it in stock in Pensacola or New Orleans, and it'll be worth the drive if you have that key component in your home that you need. And the thing that the construction company, my Lipford Construction, has to do so much is to really make sure that we can get these materials before we start on a project. You certainly don't want to go in and tear a kitchen out
and
know that those appliances are going to be 6 months out, which is the case in many situations. So you just have to plan different and be more patient than probably we've ever had to as contractors and as consumers.
But the problem there is that, you know, if you're doing a repair now for the home, not an addition, but if you're doing a repair for, it's like, I didn't plan for that,
I
didn't realize the kids were going to do that,
you know,
and then I got to figure that out. So,
well, the basic components and everything you can get your hands on, and a lot of the projects we do in remodeling, they're not real labor or material intensive expensive projects. Right. So they can move forward and they can still run smooth without the, you know, getting the budget off track. But it's still a challenge, and we really need some aggressive legislation to make this thing a lot better for us all.
Well said. Coming back, I know it's no big surprise to you. I look at the text line and there's questions for you.
So I'm here.
All right, you got a question for the man, Danny Linford. He is in studio, and we'll get some of those questions answered when we return. 343-0106.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile with Danny Linford in studio. Of course, hear the radio show Saturdays and Sundays here on FM Talk 106.5. He's got this radio with pictures, this TV thing that seems to be catching on nationally in every market except two in the country.
That's right.
What's wrong with those two?
Well, they'll come around.
Okay. Good deal. I just love it. I mean, you and I have known each other for a long time, but you're an ambassador for Mobile. Not only for home improvement, you're an ambassador for Mobile in a lot bigger way than anybody else here.
Well, people are really intrigued about Mobile, and I love telling them about it. I bring hundreds of people here every single year and eat at the restaurants, and we go all over. I have my little tour that I get them in the car and show them a few things downtown here and there out of the way, and they always leave with a different perception. I had no idea. You know, I've driven through on the interstate, or a buddy of mine lived here and I visited,
right.
But until they get out and see a little water over here, understand, you know, what great amenities we have. And then the really good one is when I say, you see that house over there? How much tax do you think they pay on that? And then when I tell them the property tax, they usually get pretty upset because they're thinking their property tax on their house where they live in Connecticut is a little bit higher than that.
It's unbelievable when you travel other states and hear what they pay on it. You know, it's neat, too, is you have all kind of different homes here. Not that other cities don't, but, I mean, we have cities, we have homes that are hundreds of years old. We have homes that are hundreds of days old or hours
old. And the diversity in architecture is fantastic for us because we don't really have to travel like we used to. I mean, we've been in 20 different states taping shows all over the place. Used to spend a lot of time on the West Coast because you felt like you just had to travel in order to have a national show.
Right.
Not the case anymore. People love the intrigue of the South. They love the architectural diversity that we have here. Quite a melting pot of nationalities.
Yep.
It works out very, very well for us, so not as much of a motivation to head to the airport as it used to be.
But and some of those things are probably a thing in Mobile, but anywhere else with some humidity. I'm looking at so many questions here. Dan says, I need advice, Danny, on my original hardwood floors in Midtown. A few of the floorboards are starting to warp. Is this simply due to the fact that I haven't treated or coated the floors in 4 years, or does it mean that I may have issues with moisture coming up from underneath?
Any kind of cupping on any hardwood floor is definitely a moisture issue, and I have seen hundreds of homes in the Midtown area that that you might not know that there's moisture and water under the house, but what happens so often is you do a little landscaping, you put a little bit of sod around the house, maybe a flower bed here and there. Looks great, but it may be damming up water under the house. And what's going to happen is that water is going to migrate up through your air conditioner, your heater is pulling air into the home all the time. It's going to migrate up and it's going to warp those floors. So number one, check under the floor. And the best thing you can do on any house that's on a crawl space, put a layer of plastic down. It can be just a clear piece of plastic, maybe weight it down with a few rocks or some gravel. And that will do so much to prevent that moisture from migrating up there. If you do that, Dan, and then check your humidity inside your home, just get a simple hygrometer. It only costs about $10, and make sure that the relative humidity in your home is all year long is less than 50%.
The number. Okay,
so yeah, less than 50%. 35% is even better, but you get it down below 50%, and if it's not going down, then you may want to check with your air conditioned heating contractor, because that's what the air conditioned heating should be doing, is helping you with that relative humidity. humidity.
So, but it doesn't have, I mean, to go under there, I think I've, have I seen a video with y'all doing that, going underneath?
Yes, definitely.
And just, you use regular plastic.
Just regular plastic. It can be clear, it can be black, usually a 6 mil plastic, which is readily available at Home Depot right now. And you just roll it out there and you tuck it as tight as you can here and there. That's it, you're done. It'll, it's amazing what that'll do. If you don't have that under your house right now, that's not a sexy home improvement project there.
No, but I mean,
boy, it's important.
Yeah, if your floor all starts, you know,
exactly
coming up. All right, coming back, we'll get some more questions here as well. I got this message here as we go to Chris in Orange Beach. Says, Danny, I watch you every Saturday and listen to you whenever you're on the radio. I love you, brother. I'm doing a project right now, and I repeat your saying all the time, caulk is cheap.
There you go.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:35, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Buddy Danny Lipford in studio. Of course, you can hear the radio show here Saturdays and Sundays. TV show as Saturday afternoons and the website 24/7. Which I like because it's searchable by whatever problem I have.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I definitely use that.
There's a ton of information on that. I think we have 5,000 videos on there now, so you're bound to find a solution to whatever problem you might have.
What I like about it, too, is you watch the videos and you can pause it. So you're watching it, and y'all are doing something like, okay, stop, and pause, and I do the thing and catch up with you, and then start it again. It's great. Perry has this question. He said, we have a 4-year-old newly built home, but every time we come home and sit around for an hour or two, we get a stuffy nose. Do we have a ventilation problem, humidity problem, or health problem? Thanks. Love your show.
Well, it probably something to do with that your filtration in the home. Need to make sure that your air filter in your furnace is working well. Also, you may want to upgrade that to an electrostatic filter, which only going to cost you about $12 or $13, but it'll last 3 months. Or also, they have some really cool charcoal infused filters now, which really help on odors.
Do you like those?
I like them a lot. Yeah, okay. I think they do. I mean, they're not dramatically different than the other, but if you have pets or anything that,
right,
you know, creates a little bit of an odor in there, it does help a good bit.
Yeah, your tutelage moved me from the cheapest air filter the better air filter a decade and something ago.
Yeah.
You know, you sold the value of that.
Well, when you take one of the cheap filters that you can buy for $2 or $3, mm-hmm, and take a handful of sand and pour it and it goes through it,
yeah,
that will tell you right away it is not filtering your air in your home.
No, I upgraded it. Yeah, it was maybe 13 years ago or something like that. All right. Somebody asking how they get in touch with you about work on their home if they don't have access to a computer. Phone number?
Yeah, you can always call my construction company at 251-476-3323, Lipford Construction. I'm happy to talk to you about any project around your home.
David said, I need some landscaping work done in my backyard. Don't we all, David, need landscaping work done in my backyard as well as a fence put up? How can I talk Danny into coming and doing it with me and taping it?
Well, there again, go to our locations page. You will be surprised. The modest projects that we do take on, and once we go out and look at it, we may find a few other creative things that we can do while we're doing some of the project problems that you have. And you might be surprised. You really need to go to todayshomeowner.com/locations because 18 different families in the Mobile area will get a project taken care of over the next year.
Very good. And I always get declined. Makes room for y'all. By the way, my pro tip, you want to add this to it? When you're fencing, uh-huh, when you have to replace one fence board, mm-hmm, maybe you've already done this, go buy a whole bunch of them and leave them in the backyard so they get faded.
They started aging a little bit.
Yeah, and they don't stand out so much with the other ones. See?
Well,
pro tip.
As expensive as expensive as the wood is, it may get stolen. So you don't want to do that.
That's a good point. Speaking of which, so this is something that we talked about in depth last time. You and I talked lumber a lot last show, and I love this conversation. You pointed out in y'all's jobs, when you have to span or you have to support, when you started your company, mm-hmm. the size lumber you were using versus now. Yeah. And we've seen it on drawings as well when people have talked to architects and say, I used to be able to do this. Tell people about that.
Yeah, you know, that really is something that is unbelievable when you think about it. Because of the way timber's grown now, it's grown a lot quicker. You mm-hmm. want to get get more and more and more of it as fast as possible. When you do that, it's not as dense and it's not as strong. So old growth lumber, like we used to get all the time, then you might be able to span a room with a 2x6, whereas now you may have to use a 2x8 or 2x10 simply because it's not as dense, it's not as strong, so you're having to use a bigger piece of lumber like that. And that's happening, and the engineers, the structural engineers, have had to adapt their tables to this over the last few years because it's simply just not as strong as it used to be.
So something you go to a house in Midtown and something that could be spanned with that 2x6, and it holds it just fine, an old piece of long leaf or something like that?
Absolutely, and hard to cut them, hard to do any notching on them because they are so dense. Not like that today.
I think we bounce this around, too. I have no scientific support at all, but I wonder if that's one of the issues, too, with the termite stuff that plagues us around here. You wonder how there's a house left from, I don't know, where you want to pick, 65 East, or we could even go further. We can go from Sage East. Mm-hmm. Let's go from Sage East. How's there a home left mm-hmm. with the termite issues? Homes that have been there for that long. And I wonder if it's not that it's a little harder to chew for a termite with a long leaf or
it's
something.
It's a good question. They're going to take the least path of resistance, and certainly when you
softer.
Have wood that is grown faster and that's softer, it's like banana pudding, So not bad.
I love the banana pudding. Okay, I got a couple things here too, and we'll get back to y'all's questions from the text line. But you've joined me over the years, different seasons, right? And seasons of being a homeowner,
sure.
and things you're looking for. Wintertime, even though we're little ways through wintertime, and now it's finally, it's good you're here because it's finally starting to get cold. Some tips for us, what to do. Like these are, like you have these easy, simple solutions, easy things we can do around the house. Give us some to work on.
Sure. Well, this time of the year, it's a good idea. Of course, make sure we go back to the heating system filter, make sure it's in great shape. Also, there's other filters in your home that it's a great time, since you're spending more time in the home, is maybe changing out that kitchen range hood filter. Yes, there's a filter in there, and if you haven't seen it lately, it is going to be pretty dirty. Clean it very well with some baking soda, and then put it in your dishwasher and run it through a sink.
That's all you have to do.
You can save it.
So I don't really have to look up under there. I'll be shocked probably what I see.
Right. Yeah, well, it can be pretty greasy, and maybe you even have to take a chisel and chisel it out of there. Hopefully not that bad.
All right. I could do that one this weekend.
But also another filter, water and ice maker filters on your refrigerator. Very good idea to go ahead and change those as well. That's something that a lot of times you'll get reminders for those. And you want to make sure another thing inside your home is to change your ceiling fans to rotate clockwise. Now, why is that? Well, first of all, when you're looking up at your fan, you want to make sure it's running clockwise. It's going to push the air to the ceiling. It's a lot hotter up there, and it's going to return that air back down the wall so that you can take advantage of all of that expensive heated air that you have created.
So wait a second. So turning on a fan is going to make the room warmer?
If you use it on low speed, it's going to push the heat that you have. If you ever get up on a ladder doing some things in your house, you go, man, it's 10 degrees warmer up here. Okay, we'll recapture that air by pushing that air up. It'll push against the ceiling, come back down the walls, and return to you sitting there on the sofa. It will make a big, big difference, and you can use it in every room in the house, again, clockwise on low speed.
That's a good one because, we've already paid for that heat and we're not enjoying it. Let's get it back on. Okay, good.
So there's a lot of those things. And, of course, you always need to think about the envelope of your home, going around the outside of your home and looking at any way that cold air can get inside your home, around windows, around doors, around hose bibs, that evaporative lines coming out to your air conditioner. A lot of times there will be big gaps there. You may need to get some of the expandable foam to seal all of those areas. It may not seem like these small little things will make a difference, but it definitely will drive the cost of your heating your home down considerably.
Okay, and those cans, which, number one, you're saving money. Number two, it's a lot of fun to spread that stuff
is.
In there.
It is. You can blow something up, too, so be a little conservative when you're using the expandable foam.
Okay.
So.
All right. Can we talk about this, the magic of the attic ladder stair
thing, the trap door.
Yeah, overlooked all the time.
Okay. And this envelope, you've got this thing, like, you'd think it'd be a big production. Danny says, no, you just build this thing and it saves you a lot of money.
Well, you can build the attic tent type of arrangement, or you can just go online and buy one. Very, very simple. You know, the
attic tent.
Attic tent. You know, the little pup tents that you have, you know, that came out many years ago, that you have just the little folding rods and it goes together over kind of a quilted material. Well, they have those for your attic stairway. And here's what happens. All of the heat in your air. Now, if you have a single story or two story house, all the hot air is going to rise. It's going to push itself against your disappearing attic stairway. Well, that's only a quarter of an inch of wood that's preventing that expensive heated air going right up into your attic. So if you put the little attic tent there, it's creating this air pocket there that'll stop that chimney effect, and you will save money from that standpoint. Same thing during the summer. It's the reverse cycle there, because now you have the heat from your attic that's trying to push down into your cold.
Yeah, who hasn't touched that? That attic thing and felt the heat in the summertime.
Absolutely. And you're talking about something that costs very little money. You can go online and find them. Duck Brand is one that we would recommend, duckbrand.com. And very simple and easy, and no tools required to drop it in there. Then if you go up in your attic for storage or whatever, you just set it over to the side. It's just one of those overlooked things that a lot of people have that aha moment once they realize how much heat they're losing.
It's that, and it's the fact that the project, like you said, you could just, it's not hard to do.
That's right.
You can get it done very quickly, and you see returns on it from day one.
Absolutely. All these little things, they'll all add up together to really drive your cost of your heating your house down by as much as 33%.
All right, coming right back. More with Danny right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. 12:48, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Get to your questions, even more questions for Danny Litford in just a second. I got a question for my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. How's inventory looking?
It's good, Sean. We've had some new inventory come in yesterday. We got a real nice Acura MDX. Going to be ready to go probably late this afternoon or tomorrow. We've got a another F-150 came in, good looking truck, new late model Silverado, crew cab, four wheel drive, quite a bit of new stuff. And we've got some Lexus RXs, two of them, a pair. You have both of them if you want.
Very nice. What about financing here in 2022? The rates were really good last year. What about this year?
The rates have continued to stay good. They haven't gotten any better, and they haven't gotten any higher. They're just hovering right where they've been, which is a surprise. I mean, I take advantage of these rates while they're still what they are.
All right. So people want to come check out that inventory, talk financing with you. How do they find you?
Come see us on Highway 90 at Plantation Road. Go to our website, lcmmotorcars.com, or just give us a call at 251-375-0068.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, Sean.
David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Continue our conversation with Danny Litford, today's homeowner, everything, TV, radio, website.
That's right.
Web content thing. Somebody was texting about that. Yeah, todayshomeowner.com. That's where I go and just search.
Sure, that's all you got to do. Uh-huh. And you have a great internal site, search engine there that can find all the articles we have on any particular problem you're having or anything you're really searching for.
Okay. And listen, I have beta tested it or whatever that is, so it works. All right, Sam says, my question for Danny. My home is new and looks to be well insulated, except the attic over the garage. Should it be insulated? The builder says it's not necessary.
It's really not necessary. If you're not going to heat or cool it, there's nothing wrong with it by insulating it. If you want to go that route, it's going to make it less temperature fluctuation in there. But you just want to make sure that you have the right ventilation in there, because moisture can build up in a garage attic. So you want to make sure that you have ridge venting or a power ventilator, either way, to get that air moving out of there.
Okay, speaking of insulation, subject we've talked about before, spray versus rolling out the bats?
Boy, I tell you, it's still a controversy on it. All I know is I spray foamed my new home, and I am absolutely amazed at how low my bills are. Of course, I have good windows. I built it in a very good way. I've insulated everything and caulked everything tight. But, I mean, I have 4,000 square feet, and my total bill last month was $199.
Wow.
And that includes my boathouse and my storage building as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going good. Now, of course, we had that great stretch of weather.
Yeah, we're 75.
You know,
yeah.
Where it was really good shape. But I still believe that foam is a great way to go if it's a new structure.
Okay, but what about existing?
Well, you know, that surprises a lot of people. People thinking, hey, I'm you know, want to upgrade the insulation in my attic. I think I'm going to foam it. Well, wait a minute. You got to realize if you foam an existing attic, all the existing insulation that's there laying on uh-huh. You know, on the floor, it has to come out.
You can't have both. It ain't better when you got both?
No, you would think so, but it works against each other, and that really surprises a lot of people that, you know, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I know, but, you know, in a situation like that, it's far better to add additional insulation. As a general rule, no matter where you live in the country, you want about 14 inches of insulation in your attic. If you crawl up in your attic right now and you can see your ceiling joist, I can tell you already, you don't have enough insulation. The best money you can spend on your home is adding insulation to your attic, summer, winter, every day of the year. You'll save money. It's the best money you can spend.
Oh, you mean those walkways, those joists in there?
Yeah, no, those you should not be seeing those, Sean. Those should be covered.
But I have to walk them to get through. All right, what is the number one home improvement job that a house somebody should be doing in their house, Tim?
Well, first of all, maintenance. It's not the most fun, but maintaining your heating and cooling system, which is one of the most expensive systems. Oh, by the way, 55% of your heating and of your air con 55% of your utility bill is dedicated to heating and cooling.
The rest is charging iPhones,
pretty much. Yes, and microwave.
Yeah,
and so that's an extremely important part of it there. And also, don't let rot get away from you, and don't let your gutters get full to where water is introduced into your soffit and your overhang areas. All of those things can lead to an amazing amount of damage. So maintenance is probably the best home improvement project. Get all of that done. Then you can do the fun things like improving your outdoor living space, improving your kitchen, improving some of the other areas in your home.
Okay. Got a couple personal ones here then. You talked about the gutter situation, and you know, you've got one of the videos people can watch is how you make your own, not have to get on a ladder.
Right, sure.
PVC pipe gutter cleaner.
Exactly.
But what do you think about, and is this going to be a sensitive area, but what do you think about the cover systems?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're marketing them all the time to put over. There's a whole bunch of different kind. You got any kind of general assessment specific?
A few years ago, when I was doing a lot of the shows in New York on the CBS Early Show, we did kind of a gutter clinic and a gutter test on things. And what I figured out on that is some gutters will work in some areas. Like some of the gutter guards that you're seeing that are being advertised will never work in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
Because of the amount of rain we get.
Okay.
You know, it's going to just jump right over the gutters. Now, if you're in Arizona, I'll go ahead and put that out there. You're going to have what little bit of rain you have, it will handle it. So I think some gutters guards will work in some areas. I have a great friend that invented the gutter brush, and it's kind of like a...
That's the one that goes in there that like fills up the gutter with the brush?
Exactly. It's kind of gigantic pipe cleaner.
Yeah, I've seen
it. And it drops right in there, and the water goes right in and clears it out. Now, you do have to go maybe once a year, most of the time the leaves will be caught on top and they will just blow out onto the onto your yard. But every now and then you have to take those and shake them out. But either way, it requires no tools. There are 3-foot lengths. They just drop in there. You can bend them around corners. It's really a pretty good way. I don't think there's anything out there foolproof, even though a gentleman brought me an invention recently.
Okay.
And he was pretty excited about it. But it was actually a remote control gutter dump where the bottom of the gutter would fall out and dump everything in there, and so you can keep it clean on a regular basis. I don't know if anybody would want this big thing on the with a motor on the side of it, and it looked like a big giant gutter, and with a motor.
So you just hit the button there, and the trapdoor opens.
So I said, I'm not with you on this invention. I don't know how well you're going to do on that. Plus, it cost about $400. $10 a foot. Okay. So that would have...
Yeah, that's going to make it not for me. Okay. And before we wrap up, too, I have another self-serving question.
Uh-huh,
sure. So I'm going to probably be redoing the deck this summer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Engineered wood stuff. I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, composite material.
Composite material, yeah, uh-huh, versus the regular.
Well, it's better than it's ever been right now. It's so realistic. There's so many advantages there. No cracking, no fading. It just, you know, it just will hold up very, very well. We just did one over in Lake Forest not long ago. It was absolutely beautiful. Even the handrails had the composite material that we used. However, it is really expensive, and we're living in an area.
Heck, lumber's so expensive, maybe it's starting to get
it's starting to get close to that and everything. But we have so much really good, high quality treated wood here in the Southeast. It's hard to go with a composite wood for that reason. It really is hard to justify it if you maintain if you buy a good quality level of pressure treated wood and you maintain it fairly well. You're really going to end up better off. Plus, you can't beat the real look of wood.
Sure,
you can simulate it as much as you can, but I'm pressure treated wood.
You're going to tell me go pressure treated wood on it?
I would. I mean, to me, overall, it's going to be your best bet.
I wonder. My plan here is too. This is my knucklehead plan. Is I'm going to pull the boards up, and then pull individual boards up, number them, and pull them up, and then lay them on top of the new wood and trace out the sizes.
Or flip them over and reinstall them, because the bottom of that board is going to look brand new. The top of that board, as long as it's not pitted or too deep, and you can tear them up fairly gracefully,
right?
Turn them right over, screw them right back down, and you're done. You look like a hero.
Now we're talking.
Then you can spend more money on bait, tackle, shotgun shells. Those important things.
Yeah. Okay, last one. We're going to run out of time, but a whole bunch of questions. Is it better to paint a brick home or just whitewash it?
Without a doubt, whitewash it. I'll tell you, people are out there painting these homes. They're closing off the pores of the bricks. They're causing a moisture problem. Lime washing. There's a number of great materials out there. We did one out in Smithfield recently. Unbelievable. Painted the entire outside of the house with a sprayer and a little bit of rolling behind it in a day and a half, and it looks awesome. But it's breathing now, and it's going to continue breathing, so you're not going to have those moisture issues. Phenomenal look to it.
So the paint... Is sealing in the moisture in there.
Absolutely, yeah. The latex paint and putting it on it is not what you want on a house. You know, a lime wash like that works great, and you can go online at todayshomeowner.com and see the whole process, the product, and everything.
All right, ask those questions of Danny. You can do it, of course, this weekend on the radio show or that TV show thing he has as well. Good to see you.
Hey, man, always good to see you, Sean. You know a lot about your home, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, except for flipping the boards over. I'm trying to do that.